Morning, Classic Rock 99.5.
Hi, this is Brian Bass of the Pocket, calling for Big Daddy.
You got him, Brian. How are you doing, pal?
Good, man. How's it going?
It's going good. Looking forward to seeing Foghat again. It's been a couple of years since I've seen you last, so welcome back to Sioux City, man.
Oh, glad to be coming back. We're having a great time out on tour this summer.
I'm supposed to give you a lot of grief from some of your compadres. They said, give him some crap about his when he played with Wild Cherry and his hair all up and he's wearing white leather and stuff. So there you go. I'm giving you some crap about it.
All right. Todd, fair game.
So are you? You were with Wild Cherry. Play that funky music, white boy. That was you on there, huh?
Yeah, that was what I was doing in the '70s. It was a big year. That was 1976. That was a big year for Foghat. That was the Full for the City era for them. But I was out there with Wild Cherry playing with all the funk acts of the time and the R&B acts. I can't even think of somebody we didn't play with around there. We actually did part of the last Jackson 5 tour. So I was a 20-year-old guy with a big head of hair and pants, clothes, and platform shoes.
We just had Earth, Wind, and Fire here for their for our Saturday in the Park festivities. They still had three of the original members left on there. They were smoking, man.
That's the thing about the 70s groups. They all were great musicians. I mean, Average White Band, if you even go to YouTube and look at some of their old concerts, they signed just like the record. Earth, Wind, and Fire at that time, I think that was That's the Way of the World tour that we played a few shows on. You know, they had the Pyramids, Lasers. I think they had about 20 guys on stage and almost all of them sang. And when they broke into that song, That's the Way of the World, like the arena would erupt. But they were just really great. You know, I think we played with them a couple of years ago up in Canada and they sounded fantastic still.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking we've had in this area alone 50th anniversary tours for the Doobie Brothers, for Alice Cooper, for George Thorogood, and it's hard to, with a band like Foghat especially, I mean, let's be honest, I mean, it's hard to keep members on there since a lot of them are dying off and everything, but heck, you've been doing this with Foghat for a long time. I was looking at the bio. You've been playing with Foghat quite a long time.
With Roger, and then I worked with Lonesome Dave, who brought me into the Foghat family in the 80s, but I worked with him for 5 years, so I guess all told, I'm pushing 27, 28 years in Foghat. And when you think 50-year anniversary for a lot of these bands, including ours, Foghat formed in 1971, so we're a little bit past 50. That's a long time to be in a band. When you think about that number, that's a lifetime of music. So, it's great that all these bands are still out there performing, and they're sounding great. We had friends that worked with Alice Cooper, and I saw them. Once again, we played with them in Canada a couple of years ago, and the Doobie Brothers, them eventually. We just did a show with Styx. I don't think they're quite that old, but they're pushing it. And, ZZ Top, we play with Cheap Trick, and everybody's playing good, and people are still digging the music. So that's the most important thing. Well, the songs are what keep these bands going and keep the fans coming out.
I think that's kind of like the misnomer of a lot of you old classic rockers that such and such isn't with them anymore, and this is just a cover band. And my response has always been, I've talked to enough of you guys who have. You've got a pretty good resume on your own, right? You're not just coming in off the streets. You guys are professional musicians who have cut your way in rock and roll, and I'm looking forward to hearing you guys again. Man, I love Foghat music, man.
And we've been playing. We just did 5 shows in 7 days just this past week, and we're firing on all cylinders. And when people ask us all the time about that, the missing members, and best friend Dave is still here alive, and I was working with him. I played with him for years, we honored the songbook and the songs in them, and we play correctly and give honor to the original recordings. And for people that can't suffer us, the replacement players, that's why there's records. Dig into your record collection and enjoy the 70s and whatever. But we're musicians, not unlike athletes, musicians got to play. So, we're playing music in front of people, and we take really seriously our efforts to keep the original songs, from the 70s the way they should be. And we enjoy writing new music and putting new music out, which we have a new record coming out, studio album, with all new material later this year. So, you know, it's just a gig that we enjoy doing. We're musicians. We like to play. We like to record, and we have a good time at our shows.
We're talking to Brian Bassett of Foghat, going to be playing at Winnevegas this coming Saturday. You've been with the band a long time. You've had a track record and everything. And here's how my ignorance is before I do interviews. And I was thinking to myself, I wonder if you're the guitar player that does the opening line to play that funky music, White Boy, that dun 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 dun. Is that you?
Yeah.
That's you.
That's me.
Oh, cool, man. What's it like to, I told our program director, and he said, ask him what it's like to have one of the most iconic opening frets in the history of music. And I think it probably, that's a safe bet to say it's up there.
It's funny. I played a million notes in my life, and those will be the nine notes that people remember before, and that's perfectly fine. You know, it's, you know, to open a song like that, you know, everybody, as soon as you hear those notes, you know what the song is, and it's really quite an honor. You know, you don't think about that at the time. It was just, you know, the way we constructed songs back then, you know, there was always, we styled ourselves a lot on the Commodores. You know, there would be one funky single note guy playing chords, and that was our formula. But, yeah, it's great to be part of an iconic song like that.
That's why I like talking to guys like you, Brian. You know, the ones that maybe not be the originals, but you got a pretty good resume of your own, and I love hearing the stories. But I enjoyed talking to you, Brian. I look forward to seeing you Saturday night. I'll be up there jamming with all the other old-timers in the audience.
Well, yeah, make sure you come on up and say hello so we can chat some more.
I would like that, Brian. Thank you so much for spending time with us this morning, and safe travels, pal.
Thanks a lot. See you there.
All right, see you.